Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. We're beginning the very last parak, the 24th parak. We're already halfway down the Daf. We're learning today Leilui Nishmas Michael Grossinger, Elimelech ben Kessel Yehuda, and also Milton Kramer, Rav Yechiel Michel, Rav Avram. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah. And we begin the brand new parak towards the bottom of the Daf already. Misha Hechshich Baderech. If somebody is traveling on Erev Shabbos and it's getting late and he's carrying stuff with him and he doesn't know what to do, he can't put it down any place. He's afraid that if he leaves it there, he's going to lose it. So what should he do? No saying Kisu Lenochri. He's allowed to give his wallet to a guy who is walking with him. He has to do this, of course, before it's Shabbos, and this is not a problem. There is a heter over here that the rabbis aren't concerned about Amir Liakum, that you're telling the guy to go carry it for you, because, as we'll see in the Gemara, we're concerned that if you don't give him some sort of an out, he's going to end up carrying his wallet, because the person is Baal HaMamon, he's going to be very concerned to lose his wallet. So ideally, the number one choice is you should give the kiss, the wallet, to a nochri, to a non-Jewish person who's with him, who can carry it to a safe place and put it away for him. Vim enimo nochri, he's not traveling with a guy, what should he do? So minicho alachamor, he can put it on his donkey that he's traveling with. And this way, the donkey will carry it. The Gemara is going to say, that's a problem of the donkey doing avoda for you. So again, in this situation, the rabbi said, if we don't give him a heter, if we don't restrict the din derabanan over here and not make it apply, he's going to end up doing an issa deraisa. Higia l'chotzer achitzona, once he reaches, however, a courtyard inside the city, so now it's in a safe place. So, no tell as I kalim hanitolim b'shabbos. If it's not a muktzah item, it's not a wallet, let's say it was something that's not muktzah, so he's allowed to take it off the donkey at that moment himself and put it down. B'she'en hanitolim b'shabbos, if it's something that's muktzah, however, so he can't just take it off the donkey, so matir hachavolim, he unties the ropes that are holding it onto the donkey, the saddle, and the packages, the bags, will fall down onto the ground. It's in a safe place, so therefore he's not going to be concerned about it, and that's what we should do. Mara starts off and asks, "My time, Shorli Rabbanon Lemesav Kisi Lenochri. Why did the rabbis allow you to go and give your wallet to a Nochri? After all, Amir Liakum is normally not allowed. You're not allowed to carry it, so you can't tell the guy to carry it to you. Even though you're telling it to him before Shabbos, he's going to carry it for you on Shabbos. That's called Amir Liakum. You're not allowed to tell a guy before Shabbos to do Malach for you on Shabbos." So the Gemara says, as I already mentioned, Kimlu the Rabbanon, the rabbis understood. They said, "Dein odom mamid atzma mamonim." A person is baal mamonim. A person doesn't want to lose $100 he has in his wallet. He doesn't want to lose a significant amount of money. And we're concerned, ilo sharisli, if we don't relax the rabbinical prohibition of Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum is only a rabbinical prohibition. If we don't relax that, what's going to happen is the guy's going to say, "Osa lasuya arba amos v'shutarabim." He's going to go carry his wallet, the dalet amos and the shusarabim, and that would be an issa deraisa. So, because he may end up doing an issa deraisa, the rabbi said, this is not the place and time for us to institute a din derabanan. Amar Rava, Rava says similarly, dafka kiso, this is only with your wallet, abu matzilo, but if you found something, we'll see in a moment, it means if there's a $10 bill on the floor and you haven't picked it up yet, so then you're not allowed to ask the guy to go pick it up for you. Which says pshita, obviously, the Mishnah said kiso tonight, so it obviously is only talking about your wallet, and it's not talking about a matzia. So the Gemara says, no, I might have thought, ma'al detema, who are din afil metzia? I might have thought that the din should apply even for something that is a metzia, a find. V'hai diktoni kiso, why did the Mishnah say kiso? Because that's the common situation. Urcha demilsuk toni, it tells us the common situation. What would the person be carrying? The stomach is carrying his wallet. How many people find a $10 bill on the floor? So kamash v'lam. So the chiddush of the Mishnah, the chiddush of Rava is that from the Mishnah, you might not have realized that it's only talking about a kiss. You would have said that's just the common expression that was being used, but technically it would apply to a metziah. So Rava's chiddush is that no, kamash malon, that it only applies to a kiss and it wouldn't apply to a metziah. But the Gemara now says, v'lo amarin, that which we said it doesn't apply to a metziah, el lo osel yodi. He didn't pick it up before Shabbos. But if he picked up the $10 bill, av lo osel yodi, then it's no longer called a metziah. Now it's called kisei, and therefore, kikisei domi, it's just like his wallet, and he would be allowed to go and ask the guy to go and take the $10, which 10 minutes ago was a metziah, but now it's come into his possession, it's no longer called a metziah. That's version number one. Ika diamre, version number two is, boy, Rava. Rava actually asked the following shaila. What about a metziah bol yodo? If you have a metziah in your hand, mahu, are you allowed to ask the guy to go and take that for you? Do we say kivan de osu liyode kikisei domi? Do we say what we just said a moment ago is how we paskin? Here, Rava's asking the question. Do we say that, listen, this $10 is your money now, so therefore it's no different than your kiss? Or do we say, Odilma, easy come, easy go. Keep the lotarach bar, you didn't really do any effort for this, so lav kikisei dami. A person's not going to be ball on mamono. It's not really his mamono. He didn't work for this. He didn't really do anything for it. $10 and say, no, I'm not allowed to go, and he has the guy to go take it. So that might be the alternate way to look at it. So here, Rava asked the question. The first example, he gave the teretz. Here, Rava is asking this as a question, and the Gemara leaves it, teku. We don't come to a teretz. Tishbi, a teretz, kushbi, a boyz. Eliyahu Novi will answer this for us. Now, Mishnah is quoted and says, "Eini monachri." If there was no nachri with you, so then you put it on the chamor. So the implication is, "Taimod eini monachri." The only reason not to put it on the chamor is because you don't have a nachri to give it to. Ha yeshi monachri. If you have a choice between putting it on the chamor or giving it to a nachri, la nachri yoivle, it's better to give it to the nachri and not to put it on the chamor. So the Gemara says, "My taimod." Why is that? Why is giving it to the nachri better than putting it on the chamor? Shmuel says, because chamor atamutzuva al shvisaso. Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you're not allowed to have your animals work. The pasuk tells us, we just learned it in last week's parsha, in the Aseret Sedibros, that you're not allowed to have your animals do work for you. There's a concept of shvisas behemto. You have to let your animals rest as well. So when you have a choice over here, the chamor, you have a mitzvah that he should rest, as opposed to a nachri, a goy. He's allowed to work on Shabbos. There's absolutely no reason that a goy can't work on Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to tell him it's Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to tell him you shouldn't be doing this. You should relax. No, a nachri is allowed to work on Shabbos. He doesn't have the din of Shabbos. So therefore, behemto, you have a concept of shvisas behemto. Nachri, you don't have a concept of shvisas nachri. Nachri, yeto mitzvah, shvisaso. So therefore, given the choice of transgressing amir liakum versus transgressing the putting it on your donkey, it's better to transgress over here the amir liakum and not put it on your donkey. So the Gemara now says we have a bunch of other cases. Which one is the lesser of the evils in each of these cases? If you have a chamor that you could put your wallet on, or v'cheirish shot v'katan. The cheirish is a person who is a person who can't either speak and hear. That's the usual definition of cheirish. He's not considered a competent person. Likewise, a shota, a person who's crazy, a deranged person. So he's also not considered halachically competent. And a katan, no matter how smart he is, the Vilna Gaon at the age of 12 was smarter than anybody else in the world. Yet he's not considered a gadol at that point. He's considered not a bar das. So all of these three people, the cheirish shota, the katan, versus the chamor. So which is better to put the wallet in the hands of the cheirish shota, the katan, or to put it on the chamor? So the Gemara says, a chamor manachle, it's better to put it on the chamor. Because all of the others have a little bit of das to them, or potentially can have das. So a chamor monachle, better to put on the chamor in this situation. Rashi points out, yesh b'mino shechayev mitzvah suposi lechlufe, because there are people that are like the cheirishot and the katan, and a person might not distinguish between these cheirishot and the katan, and other people are people, so they may come to give it to another person, so therefore, that's why Rashi says, better to put it on the chamor. And that's actually what the Gemara says. My time, why not? Because Hani Adam, because the last three people are examples of people. And Hailav Adam, and the Chamor is not an Adam. And therefore, as Rashi points out, you could confuse these three people and give it to another Yid who's not a Cherishot of a Kotan. What happens if there's no chamor there? You just have a cherish and a shota. So which one is preferable to give it to? So the Gemara says, give it to the shota. Better to give it to the shota in this situation. Rashi explains, Yohiv, you should give it to the shota, the less lay das klal. He has zero das. The shota is, by definition, not a bar das at all. However, avo cherish has daito kelishto isle. He has a weakened das. It's not that he has no das. He has a weakened das. And he brings his down to the Gemara in Yavamos. So therefore, if the choice is between the cherish and the shota, better to give it to the shota rather than the cherish. What happens if the choice is a shota and a katan? So Gemara says also, in this situation, you give it to the shota. And that's because a katan will eventually have das, and a shota will never have das. Gemara says, what about Ibailu, Cherish v'Katan Mai? What happens if you have these two as a choice? The Cherish who has a Das Kalishta, or the weakened Das, or the Katan who has no Das right now, but will eventually have Das. So this is a Machlokis. Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Loti Boilo. There is no question according to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara elsewhere tells us, the Tanya, we have a Brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak says the name Rabbi Eliezer, Trumas Cherish. If a Cherish took off Truma, returned to Yom Beis, Lotetze Luchulin, then you're not allowed to have that Truma go be eaten by a zor. You treat that truma, as Rashi says, Vabi truma la'esor l'zorim. A zor can't eat that. Only a kohen can eat that. However, it's not a real full-fledged truma. V'yachso v'yitrom ha'pikeach ha'cheres. And a pikeach, a fully fledged adult male, should go and take off truma from a different part of the field. So you really have taken off truma twice over here. But we have to be choshesh that the das of the cheresh was somewhat of a das. So the das of the cheresh is somewhat of a das. So according to this opinion, certainly don't give it to the cheresh. He has somewhat of a das. so better to give it to the katan, who by definition has no das. Where is the question? Kiti boiloch, I'll leave the rabbanon. The question only gets off the ground according to the opinion of the rabbanon that argue over here with Rabbi Eliezer. What do they say? That none. They learned in the Mishnah in Trumos the following. Chamisha lo yitromu. The following five people are not allowed to take off Trumos in Maestros. And if they do, vim tarmu ain't Trumosim Truma. In fact, their Truma doesn't count and it's worth nothing. And a Zor can go and eat that once you take off the real Truma from the field. This has no status whatsoever. What are these five? Elohein, the Chayrish of a Katan. So it says here that the Chayrish, according to the opinion of the Chacham, has zero ability to make it into Truma. So therefore, that's different than Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you have to be Choshesh and it's Truma. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, that's where our question can get over. Is it better to give it to the Chayrish or the Shota, the Chayrish or the Katan on Erev Shabbos, because each of them has no Das, and the question is, the Chayrish doesn't have this Das Kalishna that's worth something, or the Katan who has no Das right now, but eventually will have Das. So in any event, in the Mishnah, in Trumas, it says the following five, the Chayrish, Shota, and the Katan, those are the first three. And before it's Atori Meshein or Shalom, if somebody goes and takes Trumas and Maestros from stuff that's not his, so he has no right to do so. Of course, if the other person gave him right to do so, then he's a Shaliach. Of course, it's good. But here, he took it off without that person's permission. So therefore, it's not nothing. And if the guy says, I don't want it, so then it is worth nothing. And finally, the Nachri Shatari Meshel Yisrael, Afil Bishuso. And a Nachri who acts as a Shaliach, even as a Shaliach on behalf of the Yid, so a Nachri can't be a Shaliach taking off Truma, and this Truma is zero. So therefore, ain't Truma so Truma. In all these situations, the Truma is not Truma. So now we can ask a question. My, is it better to go and give your kiss, your wallet, to the Chayresh or to the Katan? L'Chayresh, or do we say give it to the Chayresh because the Katan also l'chal das, because the Katan, while he's not a Bar Das right now, he will, when he's Bar Mitzvah, become a Bar Das. And therefore, better to give it to the Chayrish. That's a lesser of a problem. Or Dilma, what do we say? Lekotun, you have better to give it to the Kotun. The Chayrish also lechlufle begodlu pikeach. Because the Chayrish looks for all intents and purposes of somebody else like he's a godol, like he's a regular pikeach, like a regular adult male. Nobody's going to know that he has no das. They're going to see, I gave my wallet in this situation to that guy, and that guy took it, so next time I can give it to another yid. So therefore, it's a potential for takola. So therefore, those are the two sides of the coin. The Gemara says, which one is it better to give it to? To give it to the Chayrish or to the Katan? Each one has a Maile, each one has a Chisaron. So Gemara says, Iko the Amel Chayrish Arlev. There's two different opinions. One opinion says that it's better to give it to the Chayrish. We're more concerned about the Katan, that someday he will have Das. Iko the Amel Katan Yodlev. No. The other one says, we're more concerned about the potential for a Takola. If we give it to the Chayrish, a person may come next time to give it to a Pikeach. And therefore, better to give it to the Katan. Iko the Amel Katan Yodlev. So we don't come to a conclusion. We have two possible answers over here. And the post can bring down, you can pick whichever one you want. If you have this situation, so it's a fielder's choice. You can do whatever one you want. What happens if you have nothing there? Ain sham lo nochri. It's not a nochri, which is the preferred choice. Velo chamor, which is the second choice. And then you don't have a chayrish, a shota, velo katan. You don't have any of these people to give your wallet to. My, what should you do in this situation? So Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, there is another Eitza. However, l'rotzu chacham l'galosa, but the rabbis weren't thrilled about telling people about this other Eitza. Where it says, my Oda Cheresai, so what is this other Eitza? That Eitza is, Molicho Pochus Pochus Me'arba Amos. We learned many times already that the Issa Darais of carrying the Shus Rabim is to carry Dalit Amos, to carry Du Akira, to pick it up, and carry Dalit Amos and Du Hanocha. That's the Issa Darais. So you know what a person could do? He could pick it up, carry three Amos, and stop. He makes a full stop. Now he picks it up again, carries it three amos, and stops. He's not over in Issa Darais. So this is how the person could actually take his wallet, go 100 miles. If he has that time on Shabbos, three amos, stop. Three amos, stop. Three amos, stop. And in this way, that's an eitzah that you're not over in Issa D'Raisa, since an odom is bala mamono. The rabbi said, don't carry pachos mi dalet amos shus harabim, because it may lead you to go carry dalet amos shus harabim, but maybe b'shas etchak, this would have been another teretz. No, Gemara says, that's such a good teretz. Amai lo rotsu chacham la galosa. Why were the rabbis against announcing this teretz? This is another eitzah. Why were they against announcing it? So Gemara says, no, because sometimes announcing such an eitzah could be trouble. Mishum kavod elokim. Sometimes to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to hide something, even from the Torah. But if it's the honor of a king you're worried about, then don't ever do something that would go against the Torah. The person has to do everything possible to prevent the Torah desecration when it's dealing with human king, even dealing with important people. But when you're dealing with the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then sometimes it's better not to announce a din in the Torah. Where it says, what exactly would happen to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are we concerned about in this situation that you may come to lead to a lack of honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we were to announce that you can carry something, pachos pachos, midalad amos? Shmuel says, Dilma osel asuya arba amos rishus harabim. The whole idea why the rabbis said it's prohibited midirabbanon to carry something, pachos pachos, midalad amos, because they know human nature. Very, very quickly, three amos becomes 4 amos, 6 amos, and a person is going to end up carrying it more than Dalet amos versus Rabban. We have with COVID, so people say you have to be 6 feet apart, right? So what about 5 feet apart? It very quickly becomes 4 feet apart, 2 feet apart. So it's the same idea. People aren't as careful as we ideally would like them to be. So therefore, if the rabbis let you carry it 3 amos, before you know it, you're going to carry it 4 amos and be over in the Sederaisa. Marketing says, Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bobayom, Gardshu Saw, and Rabbi Shua Omer, Bobayom, Mochaku Saw. So this is an interesting discussion. First of all, what does Bobayom mean? Well, then we'll explain what they're arguing about. So Rashi explains Bobayom is a famous Maisa that we had early in the Masechta, in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkia. They went up there to go and figure out all the contradictions in Yecheskel, dealing with the Beis HaMikdash and other contradictions in Yecheskel, and they went up to this attic and they brought up 300 barrels of oil, and they stayed there and they stayed there and they stayed there. They had a tremendous pilpul in Torah, and they were able to resolve all the problems, and they didn't have to be gonays save by Yecheskel. They resolved everything. So that's the day that that happened. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will go through Yudches Dover on that day, and Bobayom, Rashi says, this is the Bobayom that they're talking about. However, elsewhere, we often find Bobayom, and you see this in the Rav Nissen Gaon over here in the bottom of the daf. He says Bobayom is the famous day that they demoted Rabban Gamliel, and they didn't want to put Rabbi Yeshua in his place, so they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they brought in many, many new people into the Beis Medrash, and as a result of that, there was a tremendous pilpul, and they darshan many, many, many things. That's the Masechta Edios. They had many, many new discussions and came to resolutions of many things. So Bo Bayom. So whenever you have Bo Bayom in Shas, it means that day. Okay. Whatever day it was, Rabbi Elazar said that day that they darshan many, many additional stringencies on Kali Yisrael, so he says that was a good thing. Bobayom Gotchu saw. They made a saw, they heaped it up, and they were able to, in a container that can hold a saw, they were able to hold much, much more because they heaped it up and they didn't lose anything. By solids, you can actually add on 50% more into a saw. So from being a flat saw, they were able to heap up onto it. By adding all these extra halachos and restrictions, it was a positive thing for Kali Yisrael. Rishu Omer, no. Bobayom Mochaku saw, it was actually a negative thing. It was heaped up beforehand, and by heaping up too much, they ended up flattening it out. Stuff fell off. In other words, these restrictions were actually problematic for Klai Yisrael because, for example, by not telling people that you can carry Pachos Midalad Amos Rishisarabim, so some people ended up carrying Dalad Amos in Rishisarabim, so it was worse. Tanya, another Brisa says, Marshal de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is his example saying that it was a good thing. Bobayom Gotchu saw, Lamad Davidomer, what is that analogous to? The kupa malea kishuim v'diluyim. This is analogous to a box that you have that's filled up with kishuim or melons and diluyim or gourds. So a person has them in the box, but they're shaking all over the place because they're not fitted in tightly. So adam nosi and lesocha chardel, if you go add mustard seeds and they fill in all the spaces in between, b'machzekes, so it holds everything tightly and nothing will spill out of the box, nothing will fall out of the container. So therefore, it's a good thing to add the additional chardel, to add the additional restrictions. Marshal Rabbi Yeshua, what's Rabbi Yeshua saying? Lamad Dover Domer, he's saying, to what's this comparable to? No, if you have an areva, if you have a trough that's filled with dvash, if you have honey in this bucket, in this trough, and no silasocha rimon if it goes, and you go put inside it pomegranates or walnuts, so then you're displacing the honey, vihimekia, it's all going to spill out and go outside. So therefore, it's not a good thing, and therefore, sometimes making restrictions causes people to sin. Pargatinu says, Amamar, we learned, Ein imo nochri menich ala chamor. We said previously that if there's no nochri over there, then it's better to put it on the chamor. That's the next best thing to do. Va'alo mechamer, how are you allowed to do that? That's an issa deraisa of mechamer. The pasuk says, Rechmon amar lo sasa kom alocha, atovin chri techo, aduchovam wasuchovim, techo v'gechshibrecho. You're not allowed to do it with your animals. So your animal's doing work for you on Shabbos. How are you allowed to do this? It's an issa deraisa. So Rabba says, "Menicho alech kishim alechus." No, you're not actually doing an akira and a hanocha. The animal is moving. You're putting it on the animal while it's moving. So there's no akira in this situation, and therefore you're not over nisa deraisa. Where it says, "Wait a second, v'yevshor de lo kaima lahashtin maim." It's impossible that the animal won't have to go and urinate at some point in time, and the animal don't keep on walking while the urinating. It's going to stop, and it will urinate, or lahatu glolim, which is going to defecate, and it's going to stop. And therefore, as soon as it starts moving, since you put it on the animal, the akira, that will be the akira, and then when it stops again to take it off, there will be hanocha. So therefore, there will be an issa deraisa over here. Shmuel says, no. We're talking about kishima haleches manicho leh. You put it on the animal while it's walking. And before it stops walking, shiomedes, not loimena, you take it off before it stops walking. This way, there is no akira v'anocha, and therefore it is allowed. It is not an issa d'oraisa. It would only normally be an issa d'rabbanan, but the rabbis weren't kosher in this situation because of your b'hol ha'mamona, the concern that you're going to carry the kiss, the wallet, dalet amos b'shus rabba. Where it says, if this is a heter, so then why do you have to put it on a donkey? So give it to your friend while he's walking. Give your friend your wallet and let him walk with it. And therefore, there's no akira v'anocha there. So it's only did the rabbanan. And because of b'hol ha'mamona, we should allow it. Amar Rapapa says, no, that's not the same case. In this situation, when two people do something, so one person does the Akira, one person does the Anochas, you're right, there's no Issa Deraisa, but it would have been an Issa Deraisa if one person had done the whole thing. So if a person is walking and he picks something up, so that's called an Akira by a person. So here, one person is doing the Akira and the other person is doing the Anocha when he stops, so then that would have been an Issa Deraisa if it wasn't for the fact that it's two people. So in this situation, when if one person were to do it, you chayv chatas. So if two people do it, b'chaveiro, b'hadur aval osir. So if two people do an isser, so then even though each one alone is not chayv an isser deraisa, but we say it's isser derabbanan. However, kol shechaveiro patur aval osir. But if it's only an isser derabbanan in the first place, so then b'chamor mutar lechachila. Then you're allowed to do it with the chamor lechachila. So the rabbis weren't kosher in this situation for the chamor. Another statement that Rav Ada Rava makes, if a person is carrying something on Erev Shabbos, he has a package on his shoulder, and it's becoming Shabbos, so what should he do? Rots tachtel, start running. So, run all the way to your house, and this way you're not over-carrying, because you didn't do a nakira on Shabbos. So, again, bohol amamona, you have no alternative over here, so therefore, in this situation, you didn't do the akira on Shabbos, so you'd be allowed to go and do this. Where it says dafka rots, you specifically have to go and run. Avo kale lo, but to go and walk at a slow, nice pace, kal a little bit, that you're not allowed to do. Why not? My time. What's the reason you can't do that? Because came the less leakera. Because when you're walking slowly, you're going to forget yourself, and there's no reminder that I'm only allowed to do this because I'm running and not stopping, and I'm not making an akira and a hanocha. However, if I were to stop, I would make an akira and a hanocha. So when a person's walking slowly, he's going to forget himself, and therefore we don't allow you to do a slow walk. Also, lemeivat akira v'anocha, because you're to come to go do an akira v'anocha. But if you're running, so the running itself, why am I running? Oh yeah, I don't want to do an issa Shabbos. I don't want to do an issa Shabbos. That's why it's allowed. Yehuda Gemara says, so kimot levesi. As soon as he gets to his house, however, he's going to have to stop there. And he showed the lokai porta. He's going to stop a little bit before he goes into his house, and then komael mishusarabim mishusayochet. He's going to carry from the mishusarabim into the mishusayochet, going from outside his house into his house. So you have a problem no matter what. Someone says, no, here we can get around it. If he runs all the way to his house, then the zorik le klachayat, and toss it off his back in an unusual manner, klachayat. So normally you would take it off your back and put it down. So here, toss it off the back and do this in a klachayat fashion. Literally means the back of the hand. It means in an unusual, non-normal fashion. And then in this situation, the chacham will not go there, and you'll be allowed to do this. If a person were to go and lead his animal on Shabbos, so then if the animal is carrying something, if the animal was carrying something and you didn't know you're not allowed to do this, so then you'd be chayv chatas. The nezir chayv skila. And if you did this on purpose and you got hasra, so then you'd be chayv skila. This is a real issa, this machamer. My timer, how come? Shmuel says, I'm a rabbi, because the pasuk says, I'm a kral, lo sasa kol melacha, ata, etc. uvem techa, v'gecha shebeshebecha. So you're not allowed to go do and lead your animal. Behemto, dumio didei. The behema has the same rules as for yourself. Just like mahu b'shogei chayiv chatas. If you do something unintentionally on Shabbos, that's a desecration of Shabbos. Yichayiv chatas, if you do it accidentally, so b'meizi chayiv skila. And if you get hasra, and you do b'meizi yichayiv skila, so too. Af behemto nami. The pasuk doesn't make any distinction. It says ata uvincha uvitecha abduch v'avosu v'mtecha v'gecha shevashevecha. So just like if you do it by accident, yichayiv chatas b'meizi chayiv skila, so too. Af behemto nami. Mishol yichayiv chatas b'meizi chayiv skila. That's the teretz. Amar Rava. Rava says, I got two problems with this. Shteish tuvas v'davar. There are two reasons over here why this might not be correct. Chada, number one, d'chsev, because the pasuk says, Torah achas yeluchem, lo se bishkoga, v'nefesh shetas biyod Rama. Now this is talking about Avodah Zarah. And it says here, there's one rule, Torah achas yeluchem, for somebody who does something accidentally, b'shogeg, and somebody that does something biyod Rama. He does it on purpose. So this pasuk compares all the lavim that we have to Avodah Zarah. the Torah compares all the lavim to avodah zarah. In what way? Ma avodah zarah dovid ma'isa begufa. You have to do an actual ma'isa with your hands. You have to do hishtachavoya. You have to do a sacrifice. You have to do kissing. You have to do machabek, hugging. You have to do something, an actual ma'isa, in order to be over by avodah zarah. So that's the paradigm for the rest of the Isurim. Hochanami ad dovid ma'isa begufa. You have to do some sort of a ma'isa. And when you're leading an animal, you say, hey, come here, come here. All you're doing is talking. That's not called a ma'isa. That's problem number one, Rava says. Problem number two, the Od Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, so the Mishnah tells us in the Sanhedrin, HaMechalel Es HaShabbos, if a person is Mechalel Shabbos, if it's B'dov HaShechayev HaNosh Gosu Chatos, Yazidon Uskila, so it tells us that when a person is Mechalel Shabbos, if it's something, the type of action that you be Chayev for a Chatos if he did it B'Shogeg, and he's Chayev Skila if he did it B'Mezid, Miklal, that implies that there are D'ikamidi, that there are types of things that you wouldn't be Chayev a Skila for, if you're not chayav chatas. They chayav moshe goes chatas. There are things, the laws of donu skila, that there are isurim when it comes to Shabbos, that in fact are not isurim that you're chayav chatas for or chayav skila for. Umayin hu, and what is an example of this, that you're not chayav then chayav moshe goes chatas as well as donu skila? Umayin hu, lav de mechamer, isn't it over here, this mechamer? So how can you tell me that mechamer is chayav in isur skila? It's not. So it says, no. We can easily answer that. The second one is easy to answer. Lo, Tuchumim, the second one is dealing with Tuchumim, Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva. And we're dealing over here, which one is Yenachayev, Shigigosu Chatas, and Zdonu Skila, that's Tuchumim. According to most poskim, Tuchumim is the Din Derabbanan. But Rabbi Akiva says, Tuchumim is an Issa Daraisa. So we could say that that's the Issa Daraisa on Shabbos, that Yenachayev, Al Zdonu Skila, and Al Shigigosu Chatas. Alternatively, Havara, we had previously in the Masech as well, that lighting a fire on Shabbos is an Issa, a Lav Daraisa, but Aliba the Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi said that that's Lav Liotzeis, that was taken out from the category of all the other Lavim, it was unique, it was mentioned separately, Mavar on Shabbos is unique, and that while it's an Issa Daraisa, it's the only Issa Daraisa on Shabbos that you're not Chayev Achatis for if you do it B'Shogeg, or Skila if you do it B'Mezid. This is the first way to learn Rami Bar Chama's statement. Rav Zvid, Masni Hochi, Rav Zvid has a second way. The Mitzvah Shema tomorrow, she will have a third way, but we'll just do the second way today. Rav Zvid, Masni Hochi, Rav Zvid said as follows, Omer Rabbi Yochamar, HaMachamer HaBeinu Shabbos, that Rabbi Yochamar said, if you go and lead an animal on Shabbos, B'Shogeg, Ein Chayev Chatas, B'Mezid Chayev Skila. Here he said, in Shogeg, if you lead the animal, you're actually not Chayev Chatas, but B'Mezid, you're Chayev Skila. And on this, Rava asked him, Moshe Rava, says, wait a second, we learn. HaMachalot Shabbos, B'dover Shechayev, B'Shogeg, if you go Machal Shabbos and something that you Chayev Chatas for, and chayav on zodon skila. Then you chayav on the zodon. If you did it by purpose, you chayav skila. But if you're not chayav, ho ain chayav on shkolos uchatzos, so then ain chayav on zodon skila. You're not chayav skila. So how could you, Rami Chama, say that mechamer is not chayav achatzos, but is chayav skila? The rule Rava says is that both go together. Either chayav achatzos and chayav skila, or you're not chayav achatzos and you're not chayav skila. Shmuel says, no, that's not right. Mi ketane ho ain chayav mechulei. Did we actually say that you're not chayav achatzos? No, Hachi Kamar, this is what we said. Davar shechayavim al shigigosu chatas. We said something for which you chayav chatas for, then also chayavim al zonu skila. However, there are things, yesh davar shein chayavim al shigigosu chatas, there are some things which you're not chayav chatas for, you didn't by accident, and nevertheless, chayavim al zonu skila. You would be chayav skila if you did it on purpose. Umay nihu, and what's an example of this? Oh, that's mechamer. So Rami Bechamer is okay. Well, this will conclude today's shiur. There's one more understanding of Rami Bechama's statement. Mitzvah Shem, we'll have that tomorrow.